Parshat Vayeshev is framed in two ways. First of all, by dreams. The parsha begins with Yosef's two dreams that he brings to the brothers to interpret, and of course it gets him in a lot of trouble, thrown into a pit. The parsha ends with Yosef in another pit, now with two dreams of other people brought to him to interpret. And of course we know how important dreams are in driving us and driving people, and we learned about it and spoke about it by Yaakov. And I believe that they're also the contrast to the name of the parsha and its significance. The parsha begins, Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megoriyav Beretz Knan. And that, of course, is the backdrop to the opposite occurring. Yaakov is going to go into Galut again. And Rashi explains that this pasuk is appearing in contrast to Esav. Achar shekatzav lecha yishuvei Esav etoldosa v'derech k'tzara. After the Torah tells you in Perek Lamed Vav about the yishuvei Esav and what happened with that briefly, now it talks about what happened with Yaakov, Yishuveim v'gilgulehem, atshebo l'chalal Yishuv. Yaakov, we think from the beginning of the parsha, is going to be mityashev, but that, of course, is not what happens. And Chazal tell us that it was Yaakov seeking to be mityashev, to settle down, as opposed to dream for greater things that generated the problem in the first place. And in fact, the Medrash Rabbah says that any time where you find the phrase vayeshvu, yeshiva, people trying to sit instead of moving forward, we find problems coming, like in Bereshit Perek Aleph Pasuk Bet, by the Dor HaPlaga, it says, Vayeshvu Sham. When people see their life as settling down, as opposed to trying to strive for more, as opposed to dreaming about the next step, God has to throw us the curveballs to force us to seek more. The Mesilat Yesharim Perek Tet, when he talks about Zrizut, he says, we need to know that we're not in this world to rest. We're in this world to strive for greater things, to dream for greater things. The fact that Yosef had dreams in the beginning of the parsha is what generates what happens next, and the dreams in the end of the parsha are what's going to bring to the geula of Yosef and to the next steps for the Jewish people. Let's make sure that even if we can find the opportunity to relax and enjoy in this world, that we don't turn the means into the end, that we don't think that life is about settling down as opposed to moving from challenge to challenge and experience to experience.